Good morning, sir, and we will begin the hearing now, and the Honorable Mr. Louis Awadis will serve as the lead for your hearing, so just hang on, and the first you hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Louis Awadis, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and AVC number for the record?
Yes, sir. Jeff Ray Monales, 082097.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31-448 parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge of home arrest. Just one second. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of our bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. I begin this hearing with a summary. Mr. Clifford Ray Rennells, ABC number 080097, is 51 years old. The crime of attempt to commit sexual assault occurred on or about July 12, 1991. He was approximately 24 years old at the time of the incident offense. Does this sound correct so far, Mr. Rennells?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure I have the ages right. He pled guilty, and on September 21st, 2007, he was sentenced to 2 consecutive prison terms for kidnapping and attempt to commit sexual assault, 10.5 years and 5 years respectively. He completed his first sentence on September 26, 2017. The sentence end date for the incident offense is February 26, 2021. He has a significant criminal history, which includes previous felony convictions for theft, shoplifting, endangerment, forgery, attempt to commit aggravated assault, and dangerous drugs. It should be noted that the current offense represents a serious escalation in violent behavior. I will read a short summary of the offense. On July 12, 1991, the victim, Teresa Abraham, was walking to work when she was confronted by Mr. Rennells. He pointed a handgun at her and grabbed her purse, demanding money or a bank card. The defendant, pardon me, Mr. Rennells, took the victim to a nearby location and ordered her to take off all her clothing and lay on the ground. Mr. Rennells then, and I'm going to get graphic here, but inserted his penis into her vagina against her will, resulting in ejaculation. Mr. Rennells told the victim not to say anything or he would kill. He left on foot and was not apprehended. On March 3rd, 2005, this is to say 14 years later, the victim's sexual assault kit from the previous rape was submitted to the DNA analysis. On June 9, 2005, the DNA evidence collected from the rape matched a record of Mr. Rennells' DNA on file. A warrant was obtained to collect a new DNA sample, which again matched the sample from the rape. Mr. Rennells was questioned while in custody on an unrelated matter. He refused to answer any questions. According to Mr. Rennells' Institutional Progress Report, he's had considerable programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections to include sex offender treatment. He has a release plan that includes seeking a secure residence, possible day labor work, and continued programming. He's had moderate discipline in the Department of Corrections from 1995 to 2013. And notice, I reached back to 1995 from previous prison sentences, with his last major on May 1st, 2012, for promoting prison contraband. This appears second hearing before this board. We have no letters of support in his parole packet, but I will ask Mr. Winnells, did you have any letters submitted to your parole packet? Or of support?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir.
No.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Winnell, this is your first opportunity to appear before most of the members of this board. Can you tell us about your offense and why you think you are deserving of supervised release? Thank you, Mr. Winnell.
Well, sir, since I've been back in prison, I'm putting myself through the programming. I'm saying to learn about myself, to be more open, to be responsible for myself. At the time, I didn't want to go to the program, but then I found out that it would be better for me to go to the program. So I can understand myself. Yes, I think I did a good job of doing that. I appreciate the class. They talked a lot. And I'm willing to accept everything that I did wrong and continue program as I get released, and that's what I want to do.
Thank you, Mr. Winnells. I forgot to mention in my summary that we also have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated July 23, 2018, opposing your parole. My first question is, I think, at least based on the pre-sentencing report, that you did not admit to the offense in question when you were first arrested, but are you admitting that you did this crime now?
Yes, sir.
And how long in your prison sentence or your rehabilitation, when did you decide with yourself or publicly to admit that you committed this crime?
Back in 2007. I got
sentenced
and
all that. Okay. And am I correct that you were you also on probation at the time that you were arrested?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Programming inside the Department of Corrections. Talk to us about that. I think I stated that you've been through sex offender treatment.
Yes, sir.
Did you find that useful?
Yes, sir. A lot useful. It helped me out a lot.
Did you learn anything about your personal triggers or any personal understanding about your behavior that would improve upon yourself?
Yes, sir.
Can you share any of that?
Well, the program teaches you how to be more open, be more honest, to understand my reason why I did what I did. I like the program a lot. I will continue the program once I get released, if I get released. My next release date is next year, and I will continue programming as well.
Well, I'm certainly not trying to get into an argument about your release date. It would seem that your parole eligibility for this second charge is effective August of 2018, But do you have some sort of early release credit dates? Because all I have is a sentence and date of February 6, 2021. That's not that far away, but it's, are you saying that you have an earlier release date than that?
Yes, sir.
And is that based on early release credits, or what is your understanding?
That's good. That's based on early release credits. That's my early release date. I think it's June 8th or June 9th, 2019.
So, regardless of how this board votes today, and you're reminded that this board votes independently, we don't discuss the cases before we come into the hearing room. We all look at the case individually based on its own totality. But you made some programming notes that you wanted to seek a secure residence, pursue day labor work, continue programming. So let me kind of break that down. Do you have any support outside of the Department of Corrections, family or community?
Yes, sir. I have family in Phoenix, Arizona. I have brothers and sisters out there that's good and healthy. Once I'm released, they always help me when I'm getting released. I do have support. Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, is there any reason why any of these individuals didn't write letters or are attending the hearing today?
Well,
thank you for sharing that. I certainly didn't mean to shame you. It's just, it is a factor to consider for the board, you know, whether someone has support on the outside. Sometimes that makes a big difference in somebody's success when they return to the community. You also said something about pursuing day labor work. Have you developed any skills since you've been inside the Department of Corrections, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm a friend of
our
trade. I was doing house work. I build houses. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it. I have all types of skills.
I appreciate that, but I certainly commend you for being productive and having a plan. And you also made reference to continued programming. So did you mean like sex offender treatment, or what sort of counseling or programming were you thinking about?
Sex treatment and maintenance programming for sex offender treatment. I don't know if I was going to that. I was going to go to that. That's why I'm still in it now. As today, I still do that same thing. And I'm, like I say, I am willing to change my ways and do the right thing for now.
I noticed that you had a variety of previous charges, almost unrelated. There were a variety of charges that included shoplifting to dangerous drugs. So I'll ask you about drugs. We recognize that drugs continue to be available, unfortunately. They get smuggled into the Department of Corrections, or to the prisons, pardon me. And did you have any ongoing issues with drugs when you were inside prison or prior?
No, sir. I have no
daily
ways of getting drugs. And
you had a major over 6 years ago, and I'm glad that you haven't had any majors for 6 years. That's positive. But I think it's for promoting prison contraband, so can you explain anything about that?
Yes, I think it was had to do with hooch. At the time, I was taking some bottles to the close cell, and I was doing bad at the time, and I needed some help with hygiene and stuff like that, and someone gave me some bottles to go, so I could trade them. doing that. That was a big mistake on my part. But I learned my lesson from that. That would never happen again.
Thank you, Mr. Morales. Let me check something in the paperwork. Do you have any pending probation when you are released, like a probation term and released eventually from the Department of Corrections?
Yes, I have a parole until 2021. That's when I killed my number.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Thank you, Mr. Rickles. Ms. Rickles.
Thank you, Mr. Rickles. Mr. Rickles, you mentioned that you did not get involved in drug use inside the prison, yet I'm looking at your discipline record, and I show, go backwards in time. It looks like there's in 2010, June 2nd of 2010, there's possession and manufacture of intoxicating substance. In 04, December of 2004, there's drug possession manufacturing. Earlier that month, there's another drug possession manufacturing. And in 1996, there's a drug possession manufacturing. What were those charges for, sir?
For drugs.
Okay, so you did use methamphetamine then in prison?
No, not in prison, that's on the streets.
Okay, well, what were these charges for? These are discipline, prison discipline that you received.
Okay. Those fired for marijuana. So we.
Okay, and that was in prison?
Yes. That did, yeah.
Okay, 1996, 2004, two times, and then in 2010. Okay, sir, thank you. I also have some questions. In the letter from Maricopa County attorney, which their office is objecting to any consideration for release, there's a lengthy section, two sections on probation violations that you had. And these are recent. These are from 2015 and 2016. So I'm puzzled by that because I thought you were doing, I don't know the length of the current sentence you're on, but I'm puzzled by the timing. Nonetheless, This letter indicates that in December of 2015, there was a probation violation report written, and you had a history of moving from where you were approved to live. One of them was Redeem House, and then not telling your probation officer about that. And then you went, I guess from there, you went over to Abel House, and you told your probation officer everything was going well, but then after the fact, your probation officer found out you were asked to leave that residence for having sex with a female in a shed. Is that true, Mr. Rennells?
Yes, ma'am, that is true.
Okay. And then in March of 2016, that's just a few months later, you again moved and didn't tell your probation officer. You did not participate in substance abuse treatment as ordered. You got discharged from that. You possessed or used methamphetamine on three different days. You missed eight drug tests and tested positive twice. You also associated with the person you knew had a criminal record. Is that true, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and they searched your residence and you were found to have a smartphone that had sexually stimulating images. You had women's underwear in your home and children's toys. Is this true?
And children's toys.
And that's what it says here.
don't know about the children's toys.
Okay. And your phone had showed that you were using several applications to engage others in sexual relations. Is that true, sir?
I don't recall that, but it could be true, yeah.
Okay, sir. All right, thank you. I just wanted to verify that these were correct. Thank you, Mr. Quinones.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Rittenhouse. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
So I just had one question, and it's just a statement that I believe you made to Mr. Quinones, which you said, I'm willing to change my ways and do the right thing. Did I write that down right as a statement you made, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, since I've been back in prison, I put myself to program to change my ways. You know what I mean? So I just understand myself better than you can. Or what I used to understand myself. You know what I mean? I'm a lot older person. You know what I mean? I feel better about myself. And the things I do, and I would positive chance to make it out there. And I know I'm just wrong for a lot of things that I've done. I regret all that, but I'm owning up to it now. I am a better person.
All right.
I do want to make a change.
All right, so I was just trying to get that understanding, because that statement just kind of sounds like you're willing to make the change, but you haven't made the change yet. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions from my folks? Yes, Dr. Wright.
Thank you. So very much, Mr. Quinones. Now, sir, I just want to, what did you plan to reside when you, we'll let you out now, when you get out next year in 2019, what city did you plan to reside in?
Phoenix. Okay. But I
wanted
to go to Tucson, Arizona, if it's possible.
Okay.
I have a better chance in Tucson.
What do you think you have a better chance in Tucson, sir?
A lot of people in Tucson, and when I stayed there before, I had a lot of support up there.
I'm just going to make this statement, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to you or to the board, but, unless you violate something, you're going to be out next year. Are you really ready to be out next year? I mean, we don't have any control over that one. But we have some control over that today. But, that one apparently, as you indicated, that you have this unreleased credit date. So, and I also noted that the county attorney's office gives that same date. But are you really ready to get out there and be a productive citizen and not end up in earnings again, sir?
Yes, sir, I am, sir. I truly am.
And I take note that you will complete this sexual course in October, so that means that you won't be taking another one of those courses before you get out, am I correct, sir?
I just want to go before I get out. Yes, I will take it, because I think I did. I really need a chance to stay at the program.
I think you said that you have some resources, some money. How much money do you have at this point on your books?
I have about $250 on my books.
Okay. Okay, so, we wish you the best, whether the board lets you out now or you get out next year. I was just wondering if you're really prepared to get out and face the real world again, in as much as you've had a few challenges and a few downfalls in the past. But we'll see what happens, and we wish you the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wise.
Thank you, Doctor. Any further questions from board members? Okay, Mr. Ramirez, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. We don't have any supporters in the hearing room or victims' representatives. So is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything with us that you've already said, but this is your hearing, and is there anything else you feel that's important for us to know or understand before this board goes into deliberation? Thank you, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, sir. No, just that I appreciate you guys hearing me today, you know. And I would like for you guys to have some people against me and give me a chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I'd like to begin by saying I do appreciate that Mr. Reynolds has taken advantage of pursuing sexual offender treatment inside the Department of Corrections. There's a letter in his file signed, give me one second, by a licensed clinical psychologist stating that he is insightful and provides helpful feedback and disclosure in the group in order to gain insight into the patterns of his life, etc. And that's positive. It's always good to hear when people are pursuing programming to make good changes in their life, especially in such cases where there's a firm sentence end date on the horizon. I have to say, personally, based on the serious and violent nature of the offense, I think that he might be best served finishing the remainder of his time inside the system, continuing to pursue any programming that's available to him before he's returned to the community. I think that considering his history and the crimes he was sentenced for, that frankly, I find it personally the sentence a bit lenient. But I do commend him for what he's done to develop himself, to include his GED, sex offender treatment, any of the skills that he's developed for returning to the community. But that's where we'll all begin the discussion. Yes, Mr. Neal.
Yes, I'm the idea of the sex offender. He's enrolled in the SOATP program, which is very minimal. They only have a few months left and he will have completed it. I think it would be actually counterproductive as far as this program goes, to have that kind of break. He's in a cycle. He's with people he is comfortable with, and according to what we got from the psychologist, he does very well in there. And he's very good at what he's doing, and everything about that. But also, his release record is less than commendable as far as his behavior when he was out. And do that, and as you said, the totality of the violent crime, I think he would be best served to finish his time and continue with the programming, so when he does get released, he'll be all ready to join society again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. And yes, Ms. Whitmore.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I'm just concerned, and that's why I asked the questions about his performance while on probation as recently as 2015 and 2016. And I think he has difficulty working under community supervision, and I think I agree that it would be best for him to not have to worry about community supervision and just finish his sentence and be free of any sort of a parole officer.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any further input from the board members?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, just one second, regarding Mr. Clifford Bernal's ADC number 080097. My motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge and home arrest, and based on your defense, I would also ask for a 1-year set off.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Again, I ask for a 1-year set off. Release type denied is 412A, 411, and home arrest. And the reasons for denial are as follows, and we can discuss this, and please chime in if I'm straying. But I would say serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim. It's fair to say, well, I'm not sure how you feel about serious bodily injury. I feel like it's a violent type of offense. I don't know if it meets qualifications.
Yeah.
And it's serious bodily injury. If I'm not mistaken, it's not this time, but there were violations of past probation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, so make sure.
Yes.
I wasn't quick to say that.
They're described in the capital attorney's
letter. Yes, thank you. History of assault of behavior in his criminal past. Prior criminal history. For institutional behavior, he doesn't have a recent disciplinary infraction. And I appreciate that he states that he has family or a community support system, but we don't have any in relation to the profile. Or is there anything else that anyone else wishes to add or subtract, as Mr. Johnson would say? Okay, Mr. Ramirez, the board has voted to deny regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, and we've stated our reasons. Were those reasons clear to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions for this board?
No, sir.
Well, it would seem that you're getting very close to your sentence end date, to your early release credit date, and certainly your sentence end date is not too far down the road either. So we wish you the best in your continued programming inside the Department of Corrections, and we hope that when that day arrives, for a safe and productive return to the community. This will bring our hearing to a close. Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
Thank you.